Welcome to What's New in National Defense Magazine, a podcast on military, homeland security, and technology trends, available on Apple News. In this episode, National Defense discusses the future of the Little Bird helicopter, the Navy's new torpedo program, and the delivery date of the Coast Guard's new and improved icebreakers. This month's episode is brought to you by BAE Systems. First, Special Operations Command's AMH-6 Little Bird, also known as the Killer Egg, has been a mainstay in its inventory for decades, offering commandos a niche capability not found in other air platforms. The helicopter's compact size, agility, and speed make it an ideal rotorcraft for getting in and out of hairy situations, experts say. The exclusive user of the aircraft is the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Made by Boeing, the aircraft provides a unique and capable platform for employing lethal and accurate fires, according to an Army official. The Little Bird gives Special Operations Forces 2 hours of flight time, has a maximum cruise speed of 126 knots, a range of 179 nautical miles, and a maximum service ceiling of 20,000 feet, according to Boeing. But despite the platform's success, the Little Bird, which was introduced in the 1960s, continues to age. So what is in store for the future of the helicopter? For one, the platform isn't going anywhere, according to SOCOM. With continued maintenance and upgrades, there is currently no service life end in sight. There has been some discussion in the helicopter community that the aircraft could one day be replaced by a platform developed by the Army's future vertical lift family of systems, particularly the future attack reconnaissance aircraft. But the main challenge for a replacement is finding a platform that is small, maneuverable, transportable, and simple enough to conduct the light assault attack role of the AMH-6, said one Army official. However, with the Pentagon shifting its attention to competition with Russia and China, one expert said that the Little Bird's role will be limited in future operations because it is not as relevant in terms of range, employability, and battlefield survivability. Regardless, the aircraft will likely continue to be a mainstay in SOCOM's inventory for years to come due to their active production line and relatively low cost. Next, the Navy is poised to award the contract for its new torpedo in more than two decades. In October, the Sea Service released a request for proposals for the Compact Rapid Attack Weapon Program. The Navy is seeking bids to manufacture the prototype for the very lightweight torpedo developed by Pennsylvania State University's Applied Research Laboratory. Once fielded, it will be the Navy's newest torpedo since the 1990s. Northrop Grumman would transition the technology from Penn State to manufacturing. The company's focus is to modify the design to make it lower cost in production, the official said. At 9 feet long and around 200 pounds, Northrop Grumman's prototype is a fraction of the size and weight of the 600-pound Mark 54 lightweight torpedoes currently in use by the Navy. The size would allow the service to carry more torpedoes on a submarine and create the option for either manned or unmanned aircraft to carry them. In addition, the torpedo will be able to perform both defensive and offensive missions depending upon how its software is configured. Defensively, the torpedo is being designed to engage an incoming torpedo, while offensively, it's been designed to engage a submarine. The first iteration of the lightweight torpedo designed by Penn State was fielded as a defensive weapon, but the program has since been canceled. However, the Navy realized the benefits of having a multi-mission weapon and pushed the university to design a more flexible torpedo. Because the very lightweight torpedo was originally designed for defensive capabilities, it will be less costly and have the ability to be launched quicker and be more maneuverable, the company official said. Last, the pandemic and design-related work will push the Coast Guard's new icebreakers to an expected 2025 delivery date, according to service leaders. The Commandant of the Coast Guard announced last fall that the delivery date of the first polar security cutters would be delayed 1 year due in part to COVID-19 as well as a complex design of the new cutters. The fiscal year 2022 budget requested $80 million for the procurement of 3 ships. Icebreakers are difficult to build, but are an important national asset, according to a Coast Guard official. The Coast Guard is collaborating with the Navy to collaborate on the icebreaker's design. The polar security cutters will sail through extreme temperatures and conditions around the world. They will also need to break through ice as thick as 6 feet. Currently, the Coast Guard has 1 aging heavy-duty icebreaker and a medium-duty icebreaker, which is primarily used for research purposes. The Coast Guard is working on a more effective, versatile design than that of previous icebreakers, a Coast Guard officer said. The new cutters will need to adhere to crew members' needs and have the ability to provide services like boat launching and helicopter recovery. Check out our website and read more stories in the most recent issue of National Defense at www.nationaldefensemagazine.org. And look for copies at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million stores across the United States. Think fast. Fast research. Fast development. Fast solutions. BAE Systems Fast Labs research and development team is leading the pace of innovation to bring advanced technology to life. When our customers need new innovation in autonomy, cyber, lasers, or electronic warfare, they know who to call. We rapidly deploy the world's most advanced technology to meet our customers' needs. You may be wondering, what's next? We're already there. We secure the future through fearless innovation. Learn more at baesystems.com/fastlabs.